Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we're joined by Clem Chambers, who's founder and CEO at ADVFN.com. How are you today, Clem?
Very good, thank you, Zach. Very good.
Right, I'm going around the place saying, telling people that, the city telling people that we're heading for boom times in the stock market. Is that the right, am I doing the right thing?
Well, if they're saying that, I think I should probably go short.
I'm saying that.
Oh, yeah, I should definitely go short, Zach. I'll call my broker right away. I think that the city is saying sell the inauguration. And I kind of, you know, relate to that idea, you know, buy on rumor, sell on fact, buy on the fact that Trump's going to become president, sell on the fact that he is president. And the market feels a bit toppy for me now. So I'm feeling like there should be a correction, but I'm bullish, but I'm very scared because, you know, none of this really makes a great deal of sense in my head. I can see it on the chart. I can see it in the market, you know, trade what you see and all that sort of stuff. That's all there. But, you know, the thought behind it, I don't really get why he's such good news. I think he's the opposite. But, you know, the stock market climbs up a wall of worry, they say, and I think we're certainly going to get plenty of that.
Speaking of good news, overnight we had the pound plunging, which is presumably good for UK exporters, on the fear of a hard Brexit or maybe an extreme Brexit, the way things are going. What's your take on that?
Well, Brexit means Brexit, doesn't it? And if they are going to go through it, then, you know, it's Britain's going to be nailed to a tree. I mean, Europe has to crucify Britain to stop everyone else trying it on, don't they? I mean, you can imagine the Italians queuing up for a handout. Oh, we're going to leave Europe, but not leave Europe. Please give us stuff. You know, Portugal, Spain, they're all going to be up for that. So the only way that Britain is not going to cause a trend is to do what, you know, is obvious. And that is just give them no concessions at all. No concessions. You know, no in the single market, nothing. You might as well be China. So, you know, it's going to be back to the WTO. And if most of Europe sees that, they won't queue up for their own Frexit and Ixit and Grexit and Pexit and Spexit. They won't queue up for that because they see that the UK has been badly damaged by it. The only way you can stop Europe going into a sort of free-fall domino situation is to crucify the UK. I mean, isn't that obvious to anybody?
But isn't it also the issue that that by the time the Britain leaves, there might not be an EU left to have left?
Why? Who's trying to leave apart from Britain?
I don't know, because you might have, you know, the elections go all the wrong way in different places. Merkel's out and there's some, you know, Marine Le Pen, there's this, there's that, all the other stuff going on.
If you believe the market's right, then you look at the euro. The euro's not weak, is it? I mean, if Europe was to fall to pieces, the euro would not be a strong currency. It would become a very weak currency very quickly, right? Who'd want to hold on euros with everybody leaving the euro? I mean, it's just not going to be a strong currency, is it? Well, the currency is strong. So what's that telling you? It's telling you that Europe's going nowhere.
Right, so you don't subscribe to the view that the euro is strong because of Germany only. So it's that.
And Holland, if France isn't so bad. Everyone paints a bad picture of France, but France is not so bad. You've got all the northern European states. I mean, Italy's not such a disaster everyone makes it out to be. Yeah, you've got, you know, iffy places economically like Spain and Portugal and Greece, but you've got powerhouses like Germany and Holland, and you know, Belgium's not so bad. Poland is up and coming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, this is a meme coming out of America because America is terrified that the euro becomes the world reserve currency, because that would mean terrible things for America, because that would mean the dollar couldn't be exported to prop up that edifice anymore. All this disintegrate Europe, it's all coming out of America. It's all coming out of the American state as a sort of Putin-esque anti, you know, state meme and propaganda thing.
I agree with you on that euro front, because I think that's the reason why we had the global financial crisis, because that was that the euro was becoming too successful for its own good and had to be slapped down. In fact, it's interesting how the credit agencies have stopped slapping all the European countries and credit ratings for quite a while now.
Well, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, America is in severe decline. You can see that by the president they've selected.
Yes.
I mean, It's a fall of the Roman Empire move, right? Well, yeah. You know, maybe he's the best thing that's happened to America for the last 10 minutes. Or maybe he's going to be disaster. I think he's got disaster written all over him. And I think it's the shock of a great white shark swimming straight for you that puts people in denial about him. And I think it's going to be, maybe it's going to be great for the stock market. It's certainly been great for me in recent times. But, you know, the America has been in decline for a long, long time. You can't keep exporting all your capital at $500 billion a year to the rest of the world in a trade deficit and stay great. You know, Trump has said that pretty much. But, you know, America is in decline and Europe is in ascendancy. Of course, you'll get these propaganda moves about, you know, Europe falling to pieces coming out of America. But I think all you have to do is look at the euro. If the euro is weak, then you've got grounds. Euro is super strong. I mean, who's in trouble according to the Forex market? Britain. That's it.
Clem Chambers, CEO of ADVFN, thank you very much for speaking with us today. A pleasure as always.
Bye now, Zach.